8th Perek above the bathroom, 8th Mishnah. Eniach banos gedolos ketanos. The person died and he had daughters that were gedolos above bas mitzvah, below bas mitzvah. In a gedolos mispas and malaktanos, the same thing we saw in the previous Mishnah. The older ones could not take extra money for their clothing more than the younger ones. Malaktanos and zarnos gedolos, and the younger ones can't take more for the food than the older ones. Elachokas b'shav, they have to split equally since they're equal inheritors. Nisu nosuk gedolos yisuk tanos. If after the father died they used some of the money to marry off the older ones, then the younger ones would also get the same amount for their marriages. And if the ketanis say that we want to get the same amount that the older sisters got before their father died, that is not a claim. This is identical to the previous Mishnah. What is the stringency between of daughters over sons? Till now we saw that they're exactly the same. And this point is different. There's a rule that if the banim get the Yerusha, they're required to give food for their sisters. But if there are a bunch of daughters that got the inheritance, so no one daughter is responsible for the food of the other one. Just split the inheritance equally.